USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says above normal temperatures and precipitation will be predominant across much of the nation during the period of April 30th through May 6th.
It does look like we are going to experience rather warm conditions nearly nationwide as we finish out the month of April and heading into early May. Above normal temperatures expected virtually nationwide, and certainly everything from the Rockies eastward. And the greatest chance of those above normal temperatures will be focused across the south central United States, extending eastward into the lower Mississippi Valley. The only area expecting below normal temperatures from April 30th to May 6th will be the Pacific Northwest. With that warm pattern will come lots of rain, near to above normal precipitation nationwide, except across the lower southeast, including Florida, where it will be drier than normal. Greatest chance of those wet conditions extending north to south through the Great Plains, and also across the northern tier of the country from the Pacific Northwest into the upper Great Lakes region.
The last couple of years have seen outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the spring and fall as temperatures change. However, this year has seen an unusual outbreak of the virus among dairy cattle. Bert Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, provides an update.
We've seen some positive cases pop up in dairy cattle, and this is a developing situation. This is just changing. Sometimes it's day by day, sometimes it's hour by hour. But what we do know so far is that milk is safe to drink. So the positive tests in dairy cattle showed up around 3 weeks ago. Since then, we're at about 30 different dairy premises showing positive cases in 8 different states.
Nelson says the impacts on the cattle have been minimal so far.
There have been no deaths that are attributed directly to avian influenza. There is some comorbidity happening where it seems if the symptoms of avian influenza are accompanied by other issues. So some comorbidity happening. Overall, we're seeing a 20 to 30% decrease in milk production as a result of a slowdown in food and water intake. Any milk from these animals is thrown out, so it's not allowed to enter the supply chain, and animals are recovering after a couple of weeks.
He wants consumers to know that milk remains safe to drink.
Number one, their milk is safe to drink. Spit cows are pulled out of the herd, so their milk is not allowed to enter the supply chain. Further, pasteurization kills both bacteria and viruses. This includes high path avian influenza, so their milk is safe to drink.
Once again, that's Bert Nelson of the AFB. With a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.